Greetings. I'm Lieutenant General Joe Berger, and I have the honor of serving as your 42nd TJAG. In this short podcast, you're going to hear from Colonels Ryan Doughty and Jessica Farrell about our new talent management office. Your understanding of what talent management means and how we plan together to develop your talents and optimize your potential over time is critical. Talent management is not and cannot be a one-way transactional event. In short, we are making changes to structure and resourcing to increase the ability to prioritize and facilitate more fulsome discussions. This is our commitment to you. But we need your commitment, your involvement, and your investment to make it work. That will come through informed discussions, candid conversations, and assignment equity over time. Talent management is a process, not a singular event. As your new leadership team thought about and debated how to address the concerns about the assignment process, those we've heard during Article 6 inspections and read about in exit surveys, we all brought different ideas to the table. But we were unanimous in one thing: who should lead this effort. I asked Colonel Ryan Doughty to pull his retirement and take on this challenge. I was thrilled when he said yes. The team he has assembled is 100% committed to our vision. In the end, when the time comes, if we have made it easy for you to leave the JAG Corps because you are so well developed, while at the same time making it very difficult because you have been so well treated, we will have succeeded. And our clients and our teams will be better for it. Ryan, Jess, over to both of you.
All right. Hey, thanks, General Berger. Colonel Farrell and I are truly honored and really excited about this opportunity to take off with the new talent management office. And look, to those out there listening, I know you have a number of questions about what we are and how we're different than PBTO and what's next. And I assure you, we're going to avail ourselves of you to answer all of those questions. That's not really the purpose of this podcast, to answer those questions. The purpose of this podcast today is to introduce you to us and outline for you our goals for talent management and what that means to you, and to assure you that we're going to have constant communication with you throughout this assignment cycle and in the future of your career. All right. So first of all, if you've been in the Army for a minute, you know that the Army has regulations and policies and doctrine for everything. And talent management isn't any different. The Army defines talent. It defines talent management. And for talent, it's the intersection of skills, knowledge, and behaviors that create an optimal level of individual performance, provided the individual is employed within their talent set. And for talent management, it is the alignment of individual capabilities with the Army's needs while optimizing human performance and engagement. Or in other words, I see it as enhancing readiness by maximizing your potential. And this is absolutely applicable to our Corps, as we are all officers in the Army. And I assure you, talent management and your career progression, your career development, is our strategic priority. This is not a singular transactional process, but it's ongoing. And it comes both with your interactions with us and the assignment decisions, with your education, with your training, and the hands-on experiences you have, be it in your assignment, be it deployed, be it in those opportunities to take part in things like warfighters. All of this is part of developing talent management. So each of us are key in this. Your senior leaders, your immediate leadership, the talent management office, and you. If we get this right, we will not only recruit talent, we will grow it, we'll retain it, and we'll develop a team of highly qualified judge advocates such as yourselves who possess the skills, knowledge, and competence and potential to excel. And I want to assure you, there is really no single path to success. There are many opportunities that lead to what we all define as success. And each of you have different goals, both professionally and personally. We need to have those candid conversations so that you understand these opportunities and we understand what it is you desire, so we can best align you with the needs of the Corps and the Army and your goals. And while there isn't a single path to success, we do owe you the same approach. We owe you consistent, timely, and collaborative engagements with our office so that you can make the best decisions for you and your career and those around you that mean the most. This is a whole officer approach, and I assure you our goal is to understand your professional career goals and your personal needs, and then to communicate to you the needs of the Army and the Corps so we can all together make the right decisions for what's next. I can't stress enough, this is not transactional, but a step to maximizing your potential in service to our nation. All right, so along with your leadership, your mentors, we are here to advise you, to help shape you, and help facilitate the achievement of your career goals as you develop expertise over time. And through that, we have several goals that I'll talk to you today about. First, we owe you comprehensive, transparent, candid communication. Second, we owe you predictability. I cannot promise you will always get the assignment of your choice, and I cannot promise that throughout times, changes will occur throughout the assignment cycle. But we will endeavor to give you timely information so you can predict what's next for you, and if you have a family, your family, to take that friction I know that occurs with each PCS. We owe that to you. Third, we owe you clear direction on your career path and the opportunities ahead, not just what's next, but what's after that. Fourth, we want you to feel heard and included in this process. We are committed to you, and I seek reciprocal commitment from you once you feel included and part of the team. And finally, we owe you assignment equity over time. That does not mean that everybody gets the same job every time, but within your cohort, over your career arc, you deserve the same opportunities as your peers for career progression. And that's what we're here to do. So I'm going to hand this over to Colonel Farrell now to talk a little bit more about how we're going to be organized and describe who your talent managers are going to be. And we look forward to working with you. All right, Colonel Farrell, over to you.
So as Colonel Dowdy said, I'm Colonel Jessica Farrell. I'm the deputy and a talent manager here at Talent Management Office. And I'm going to just talk about the how, the nuts and bolts of this next assignment cycle, and then touch on what we need from you in this cycle. So firstly, exciting news, our new team of talent managers is just settling in here at the Pentagon. Colonel Dowdy, who you just heard from, will cover colonel assignment. I myself will cover lieutenant colonel assignment, and Lieutenant Colonels Emily Roman and Ryan Crone will be the O4 talent managers. Majors Colby Horowitz and Pat Coomerer are our new captains talent managers. So with that number of talent managers, what that gives us the opportunity to do is prioritize engagement with smaller populations to effectively provide the candid, transparent, timely discussions that Colonel Dowdy mentioned in his previous comments. So on 1 August, we'll introduce new preference sheets, acknowledging that that will bring sort of a newness to the field, another change. But the new preference sheets are designed really to garner the right information upfront in the assignment process to better meet your needs. In addition to new preference sheets, the GOSC season this cycle will run from 14 August to 18 October to allow for earlier assignment decisions. In years past, you know, the GOSCs have been held through the fall and into the early winter. So we're just moving up the timeline this cycle. Finally, we're focused on timely assignment instructions. So what I mean by that is assignment instructions will now be produced as assignments are finalized in the process. So once for field grade officers, TJAG approves the assignment, or for captains, as assignment decisions are made, will produce the assignment instructions that then enable folks to get their orders. The idea here is just to provide you the tools you need to plan and execute any moves. So I'm going to pivot to what we need from you in this cycle. First, I think it's patience with change. There will inevitably be friction points through the process as changes are made and teammates settle into new roles. So patience with change will be critical. Secondly, preparation. This is a process. So your preference sheets start a conversation with your talent managers, and we want you to think about your 5 and 10 year plans. So what we want to get away from is transactional kind of career planning to more talent management through the arc of your career. So your end goals, both near and far, are important to us. Another thing we need from you are your priorities. So what do you need next Is it technical challenge? Is it a leadership position? This process truly is uniquely about you. It's not only about you, but it is uniquely about you. And that leads me to my next point, which is candor. Tell us what you want, not what you think we want to hear or what a mentor thinks that you should do. Honest conversations really lead to the best results. So please be candid. And then finally, perspective. We need you to have perspective, which I would boil down to just an understanding of your needs, but also the needs of the JAG Corps and the needs of the Army. And again, in a process that's fraught with anxiety, there are a lot of changes. I would encourage you to just remember perspective and that we're here to walk through the process with you. And our goal is to have you feel heard and appreciated throughout it. So thanks for spending this time with us and listening to the podcast. Over to Colonel Ryan Dowdy for closing comments.
Yes, thanks, Jessica. I really appreciate that. And hey, to the team out there, we very much look forward to working with each and every one of you to help you maximize your opportunities to grow and succeed as Army leaders, legal professionals, and essential members of the most consequential prize law on earth. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this special episode of the Quill and Sword podcast. This is an important message that General Berger wanted to get to the Corps as soon as possible, so please share this with your teammates. Moving forward, the Talent Management Office expects new preference sheets to be available in early August with a mid-August suspense for majors, lieutenant colonels, colonels, and a late August suspense for captains. In support of this timeline, TMO anticipates releasing another podcast focusing on the new preference sheet in early August. If you have questions or comments, please send them to the TMO email listed in the show notes of this episode. And please make sure to subscribe to all Quill and Sword podcasts to receive future updates. We'll see you again real soon.